Damn, that bastard's faster than Walt Flanagan's dog.
My next guest, a writer, director, and actor who makes low-budget quirky films, including Clerks, Chasing Amy, and Dogma. He's starring in his latest movie, Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back. Comes out Friday. Please welcome Kevin Smith. Thanks for coming.
Thanks for putting me on after FPJ.
Well,
there's a dude in Cosmo with the cutest butt, whereas I would be listed as the guy with the fattest ass.
Yeah, this is... Well, there you go. We try to have, you know, we try to keep the show something for everyone.
Oh, yeah. The little girls just tuned out when I stepped up.
Yeah. But you would probably be the hairier guy, I'm just guessing.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, yeah. I wanted to be his butt double, but it didn't pan out.
Now, you're not a Hollywood guy. You know you're from back east, right?
Yes, from Jersey.
From Jersey, okay. Yes. There you are. You're not, any chance of moving out here once you...
Have you ever been to Hollywood?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's no chance of moving.
No chance. Now, you're a Jersey guy.
Yeah, when I come to out here, if I have to work, we've been working on the movie for like the last year out here, I stick out like a sore thumb.
Yeah.
Like in Jersey, this is formal wear.
Right, that's stylish.
Out here, you know, people dress nicer and tend to be petite and whatnot. Back petite. Home, I'm just one of guys.
Or two guys.
Yeah, three.
Now, if you weren't doing
this interview's over, sir.
Really? What would you do? Like, if I wasn't doing this, I would probably be a long-distance truck driver. That was what I would do.
Get out of here, really?
No, I like to drive.
I just thought you was like the male hooker type, kind
of. No. You know, I tried that for a while and wasn't happy.
We all did. If I wasn't doing what I do now, I would always assumed one day I could own a deli.
Run a deli.
Because, I mean, obviously I can make a sandwich or two.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
I figured I'd be pretty good at that.
Are you good at making sandwiches?
Oh, heavens yes.
You put the mustard on the bread or on the meat?
It doesn't matter.
I don't even
make the sandwich, just like, and take the ingredients.
Oh, I see. Just you make it in your mouth.
Exactly. Well, it all goes the same place.
You form the sandwich in your mouth.
Absolutely.
Oh, okay. I know you're married.
Yes.
Right, and you have kids.
I am married. I have my wife's name tattooed on my arm.
Well, I believe you're married. Let me see. Oh, well, that's good.
Pretty sweet.
Don't
see that?
Get a divorce. That'd be expensive.
See, America? I'm so getting laid tonight, for sure.
Yeah, really? Yeah. Yeah, that's... There you go. Now, how did you meet your wife? I mean...
My wife, she used to work at USA Today, and she interviewed me back in 98.
What? Now, isn't that unethical to sleep with the person you're interviewing?
You tell me. I was going to ask you after the show, right?
Hey... If it works for me and Connie Chung, I say go for it.
Exactly. Apparently...
No, but that seems like a little... She comes to interview next thing... Well, you must be very smooth. You see, you must be very cool. The reporter comes
and flashes
Jersey charm, and next thing you know, bam.
I think she felt sorry for me.
Really?
Apparently, I give a very, very good interview. Not tonight, mind you, but usually a very, very good interview.
Yeah.
So it just kind of panned out. And then I put her in the movie. Because she left the job at USA Today.
Wow.
So now she's in the movie as well, and she never acted before. And I said, I let her read the script. I said, what'd you think? And she said, well, it's a movie for 12-year-old boys. And I was like, well, duh.
Yeah.
But I said, what'd you think? She said, I want to be in it. I thought she'd take a small role because her daughter's in the movie. Maybe she'd play, you know, our daughter's mother.
Right.
She went for a much bigger part, one of the girl gang. And I said, are you sure you wouldn't want to take, like, a first-time acting, take a smaller part? And she was like, Kevin, I'd take your smaller part every night. She's looking for a bigger part this time around. Yeah, right.
No, that'll get her cut out of it.
Yes, we cut her right
out. I got to ask you about something. There was this controversy about you and with Tim Burton and Planet of the Apes. In fact, I did a joke about you in the monologue about
it. I heard the other night everyone called me up.
Well, thanks for watching. Oh, you weren't watching yourself?
No, not at all.
But the controversy, now, didn't you accuse him of stealing the ending to Planet of the Apes?
What happened was there was a guy I know, Lou Luminick, works at the New York Post, and we were talking about Planet of the Apes because we just talk about movies. I said, you see the ending? He said, yeah. And I said, you know the image, I won't spoil it, but Abraham Lincoln statue, ape head on it.
Right.
And he said, yeah. And I said, well, look at this. And I had a comic book that we had done back in 98, Jay and Silent Bob comic book, and in it, there's the image of the statue with the head on it.
Right.
So I said, isn't that weird? He said, yeah, it's real weird. He's like, that could be an item. Give me a quote. And I was just like, oh, I was so mad. I felt ripped off, and I'm considering legal action.
So you were kidding?
I was kidding. And, of course, the New York Post prints it as, like, he was ripped off. You know,
he was angry.
Considering legal action. Yeah. And they called up Tim Burton to make it worse and told him. Right. And Tim, who's normally kind of like an artiste and you know, a very nice guy, just unleashed his claws or his scissor hands, if you will.
Right.
And that's how I get in trouble in the first place.
Yeah, yeah. And
he said, what did he say? He said, anyone who knows me knows that I don't read comic books, which to me would explain Batman. And then, I have scissor hands too.
You sound like Barbara Walters after Connie got the interview.
Exactly, very catty. And he also said I would never, especially never read anything created by Kevin Smith, which I thought was an excellent line for the back of jacket of a book.
Oh yeah.
Like a review blurb one day, like I write something and put, I would especially never read anything created by Kevin Smith, Tim Burton, you know, because that'll sell a few
copies.
That'll
sell. We have a clip from Jay and Silent Bob. Tell us. Strike back. Tell us what this clip we're going to see.
This clip in the movie, Ben Affleck's in the movie, Jay and Silent Bob are kind of like Laurel and Hardy, but like on acid.
Right.
And Ben's character, Holden McNeil, is just showing them that a comic book based on them is being turned into a movie, and there's all this talk about them on the internet.
Well, let's take a look. Here we go.
The buzz is any indicator. That movie's going to make some huge bank.
What buzz?
The internet buzz.
What is the internet?
The internet is a communications tool used the world over where people can come together to bitch about movies and share pornography with one another. Inside sources tell me Miramax is starting production this Friday on their adaptation of underground comic fave Blunt Man and Crime.
Does it say who's playing us in the movie?
No, but it's Miramax, so I'm sure it'll be Ben Affleck and Matt Damon. You know, they put them in a bunch of movies.
Who?
You know, those kids from Good Will Hunting.
In that movie with Mort from Ork in it?
Yeah, I wasn't a big fan either. But Affleck was the bomb in Phantoms.
Word.
What's up now?
Folks, it's Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back. Congratulations on all your work. Dogma was terrific.
Thank you.
Congratulations. Kevin Smith, be right back with Mary J. Blige right after this.